The Dreams, an invention for radio by Barry Bermarsh. This is an attempt to illustrate, with sounds and voices, the dream condition. All the voices were recorded from life and arranged in a setting of pure electronic sound. The Dreams.
I'm being followed and pursued by something.
And I could feel that there was somebody behind.
I was running and I was being chased.
I'm running down the street, into a house, through the house.
Down the stairs.
Out the back, and I was being chased.
Faster and faster.
And I ran for all I was worth.
My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running away.
I was running.
And I ran.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs. I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor and I keep running and running and running.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough. I couldn't get my breath to call out.
I was running away.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
And I run up the stairs.
And my legs wouldn't go quick enough.
And I keep running and running and running. Running and running and running.
Up a big slope. And my legs wouldn't go quick enough.
I was running and I was being chased.
There was somebody after me, chasing me. Up a big slope.
And I keep running and running and running. Running and running and running.
I couldn't get my breath to call out.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
I'm running down the street, into a house, through the house, out the back, over there, somebody. I never see anybody. I know there's somebody behind me, probably, but I'll never see them.
It's neither a man or a woman. It's just an enormous black shape. It's just a mass of something, matter, coming towards me. A great, big, monstrous-looking mass, not a shape, just filling up the corridor. But it's neither a man or a woman. It's just an enormous black shape in the corridor, filling up the corridor.
It's a crocodile chasing me.
I was running away.
As I ran faster, I seemed to battle against it even more. My clothes were dragging me back. My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running. I came to a edge of a great big cliff.
And just as I was getting to the edge of the cliff,
I couldn't get my breath to call out. I went up, right up to the top, over the other side, and hung on to the cliff.
I could feel that there was somebody behind.
It was some form of beast. It was some form of great ape, and it was loping along. It was making a noise, an uncanny noise. And my clothes were dragging me back, as if I'd been in the water, and my clothes were heavy, and they're becoming heavier, and they're being held by the streams of wind. As I ran faster, I seemed to battle against it even more, and it seemed more difficult to stay on this edge. It was very dark all the way round, and it was a very sharp edge. I knew that if I watch and kept breathing properly, I could keep on the top of this ridge.
Then I sort of felt myself falling over the cliff.
I was falling.
Falling over the cliff. Falling over a cliff.
Suddenly I'm falling.
I'm falling upright.
I was falling and twisting.
I'm falling upright.
Slow twist, head over feet, stretching out, increasing in speed. Mouth open wide, but no sound.
It's in space. The complete feeling of space and nothingness. Nothingness.
Started off by floating. Held up by my garments, which had already held me back. Somehow I started to accelerate, gather speed, and I accelerated more and more and more. My head was down. I was speeding downwards into some great pit. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. Tumbling and falling, no more floating at all, just tumbling and falling and accelerating all the time, faster and faster. I felt as if I was falling forever.
Not quickly, but I am definitely going down, 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 and I know that nothing can stop me. I try sometimes to think in myself, oh, this is lovely, you should be enjoying this, but I'm so panic-stricken. I know this is the end and I've finished. I'm just sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all. Falling through this water. It was all around me, this water, and I didn't like it. I was falling, I got my legs in the air and my hands out. It was all around me, this water, and I didn't like it. I got my legs in the air and my hands out and my arms outstretched, and suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things, all falling. Full of other people and other things, all falling. And chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. All going downwards the same as I was. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs. All going downwards the same as I was. And chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs. And I put my arms out and tried to catch hold of them. And I tried to catch hold of them.
All I can remember is falling into the water, which was very dark and very deep.
All floating downwards through this water. All going downwards the same as I was.
Accelerating all the time, faster and faster. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. I was speeding downwards.
Sinking into this great black void.
Reeling down into a sort of chasm. Reeling down into a sort of great big hole.
It was a long way down. It was a long way down. And I felt myself falling. It was a long way down. But I couldn't do anything about it. I fell off the edge of the mountain. It was very dark. Seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down. It was a long way down, and I couldn't do anything about it. It was very dark and very deep. It was very dark and very deep. It seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down.
I'm falling upright. And I've finished. I'm just sinking into this great black void.
I see no clouds at all.
It's in space. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. Everything is black and I fall and fall and fall. And I know that if I don't pull myself up, if I don't forcibly stop myself, I'll die if I reach the bottom. So I make a tremendous effort to stop myself. I must stop myself doing this. I jump in the air and there's a great big jump. Then I've stopped dying. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. I see no clouds at all.
Again, and I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water, and I had the sensation that I was going to drown, and it was frightening and suffocating.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
It seemed to go down and down and down.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was very dark and very deep.
The sea is very deep.
I seem to be drowning.
I am going to drown. And I thought, well, it's no use trying to think I'm not going to drown. I am going to drown.
Frightening and suffocating. No reflection in the water.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me.
And I began to feel very frightened.
And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear.
And then I would go down into the water and the sea seemed vast and there weren't many waves. It wasn't a stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And they were sort of bluey colours, bluey-greeny colours.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
And then I would shout and say, I won't do it, I won't do it. And I would surface again.
I saw a cloud of spray rising high up into the air, and it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it. I saw a cloud of spray,
and I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And I would surface again, and I would start to drown again. And I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water, and I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
It was all around me, this water, and I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I must tell my mother.
All I can remember is falling into the water. It was very dark, and falling down, down, down. It was very dark and very deep. I seemed to be drowning.
I must tell my mother.
My clothes were dragging me back.
The sea is very deep. I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. I land at the bottom of the sea.
It's very still, it's flat. No reflection in the water.
Lovely clear water. The water looked to be rather sort of bluey.
I didn't like it. And suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things all falling. Full of other people and other things all falling, all going downwards the same as I was, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water, chairs and tables and things like this. And I put my arms out and tried to catch hold of them.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I was in the water, and it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me. And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear. And as I sort of pushed back, and I felt I was pushing back the water, so I felt the mud in my hands. And then I seemed to be clear the mud, which was really saturated with water. And as I pushed and pushed, so I came across something, and I was still pushing, and I knew it was somebody. And I felt them. I could feel the shoulders, then the face, and then I could feel this tin hat. And as I pushed the hat one side, the helmet one side, so I could see my youngest brother's face. And then I felt him, knowing a little about first aid and that, I felt him, and felt down the body. And as I got to the hip, he more or less shuddered, and I could see by his face that he was in pain. Even though he had the mud and stuff on it. I pushed the hat back, and I thought to myself, I know he's safe, he's alive. I must tell my mother.
He just wasn't, because he was dead.
He looked like him, but
he just wasn't, because he was dead. I just walked towards him. I just picked him up. And he wasn't anymore. And I couldn't think he was my baby. He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead.
I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. I always die on the land. I land at the bottom of the sea.
Thank you.
all coloured. All coloured.
I remember my dreams by the colour they are.
The colours that you see in churches. Bright blues and yellows and reds.
Blue and yellow and green. Red and green and blue and orange.
The colours that you see in churches.
Green. Yellow. Orange.
Greys and greens.
Red.
Black. Green. Black and blue and green. Sometimes it is blue and sometimes it is green.
It's just vivid green.
It's red. Kind of a terracotta red. Red.
Black.
Black.
Black and white.
White.
Silver. Glittering silver.
Orange. Yellow.
Bluey colours. Bluey-greeny colours.
White, grey, blue,
black.
Red and blue and green and yellow and orange. Not distinct colour, but merging together to give a blurred, vivid pattern.
There's a very large stained glass window through which the sun shines. The window takes up the whole of the wall, and it's bright blues and yellows and reds, the colours that you see in churches. The sun shines through and provides the only light. But what the picture is on the window, I don't know. I just have this knowledge of the colours in it and the sun shining through.
All coloured.
And the sun shining through.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
The sun shines through and provides the only light.
As if there was a light shining behind it. And lying quite still are these leaves, green and yellow, orange. Only two or three, not overlapping, just separate leaves in a small puddle with the gravel around the edge, dark gravel near the edge, and then pale, bluey, harsh gravel, wet dry. It's just a few leaves lying separately. Green, yellow, orange, autumn leaves. Not moving, just lying with dark gravel round the edge, where it's wet. It's very still, it's flat. No reflection in the water. The leaves are wet. The wetness brings out the colour. No reflection in the water. It's just like the moon. It's the colour of earth, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. The whole of the surface is red. It's the colour of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and the sun has dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon.
Everything was black and white and sound natural.
Just like the moon.
Black.
Black.
White.
I'm the waiter in a cocktail party. I'm wearing a white jacket and black trousers and black tie. And everybody in the cocktail party is in black suits and black ties, white shirts. All the ladies are in black and white.
Black. White.
Silver. The glasses are silver, glittering silver. There seems to be no colour at all. There is no colour at all. There seems to be no colour at all, as far as I can remember.
The Dreams, An Invention for Radio, was compiled and arranged by Barry Bermage in collaboration with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.